Put gas in your washing machine, finest gas you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I don't understand you, Ray. You of all people...
Listen, Maida. I told Rollins that I didn't think there was any use talking to you. That you'd made up your mind you wanted a divorce, and I didn't think you'd even entertain the idea of a reconciliation, regardless of what Ted might promise.
But then why?
I'll try to explain. Rollins made a special trip here to the office. I assumed that his suggestion that I talk with you wouldn't make much difference to you one way or the other. As Ted's attorney, he had to at least make a try at it. As your attorney, it was necessary that I report our conversation to you. I haven't tried to sell you off the idea of a divorce. I've merely repeated my conversation with Rollins.
I'm sorry, Ray. I really didn't mean to get on my high horse. As I told Dr. Bowling the other day, I didn't realize what a strain I'd been under, how apprehensive I was until after Chucky and I left Hollywood. You can't know how free I feel away from Ted. And as for Chucky, well, I know it'll take time for him to get used to the idea of not having his father, but it'll work out.
Maida, I'd like to caution you about one thing.
What's that, Ray?
During the divorce proceedings, and up until the final decree, I wouldn't be too friendly with Dr. Bowling if I were you.
But you don't think...
It isn't what I think. We both know Ted.
I see. Of course you're right.
Now, what about your financial situation?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about money, but...
Oh, now, Maida, let's be realistic.
I don't have anything, Ray. Frankly, I don't know what to do. I can't possibly expect the family to take care of Chucky and of me.
Well, there's only one thing to do, then. We'll file a petition in the divorce proceeding, asking the court to give you temporary support pending the outcome of the divorce case. I'll have to have some data as to Ted's income.
I'm sure it's somewhere around $50,000 a year.
We'll ask for a reasonable sum, not only for the maintenance of Chucky and yourself, but also whatever's necessary so that you can carry on your suit. What I'll do, Maida, is make out this petition while you're here and serve Rollins with a notice.
I wish I didn't have to accept anything from Ted.
Maida, as I said before, we have to be practical. You're positive, are you? And you want to go through with this?
Positive? Nothing. Nothing, Ray, could make me change my mind.
As a little boy sits in the reception room waiting for his mother, he can't know that before too long, he will be told that he is never going back to live with his father. Within a matter of hours, the petition has been filed, and a notice to which a copy of the petition has been attached is now in the hands of Robert Rollins. After glancing over the papers hurriedly, the attorney puts in a call to Ted White, who is not too surprised to hear...
No, Ted, it didn't work. I'd suggest you come over to the office this afternoon, if possible.
We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out for white, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes, I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ads say. Gives me white, white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again.
gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Dove's can do all this. It's the way Dove's is made.
Only Dove's, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean, linens wash so white. And with all that, Dove's is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Dove's.
Dove's does everything. So how about it? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Dove's today.
I don't intend to pay Mater 1 cent, Rollins. She's not entitled to any support. She hasn't even permitted me to see Chucky.
So you don't intend to pay. It isn't what you want to do, Ted. It's up to the court.
Good heavens, Rollins. Nata is an unfit mother, and the longer Chucky remains with her...
Wait a minute, Ted. What do you want me to do?
What can you do?
Well, we could take some action to obtain the custody of Chucky.
What's the procedure?
Well, we'll file an answer to this petition. Where Maida asks for temporary alimony, we'll deny that she's entitled to it.
We'll have to substantiate that statement, won't we?
Oh, naturally. We've already filed one answer claiming that Maida doesn't have any grounds for a divorce. We now can allege that she has means of support. Also, that she's refused to permit you to see your son.
Go on.
We'll file a petition denying that she's entitled to alimony. We'll also file a petition asking that the child be given to you, pending the outcome of the divorce proceedings. We'll state that Maida is an unfit person to have custody of the child. I don't know how far we'll get with that one.
I've told you repeatedly that Maida is unstable over emotions.
Yes, I know, but whether that's true or not is something we have to prove. Nevertheless, I'll try to find as many and as good reasons as I can.
How long will that take?
A few days. Court will hear this petition for custody at the same time the petition for alimony is heard.
What kind of a chance do we have, Rollins?
Your guess is as good as mine, Ted. I'm sure of one thing, though. You will be permitted to see Chucky pending the divorce case.
You think, do you, that's the most I can hope for?
Well, there's no reason for my not giving it to you straight, is there?
There must be some way.
Look, Ted. In 9 cases out of 10... when the court grants a divorce, if there are children, the mother usually is awarded the custody.
Supposing for the moment that I am able to prove Maida's instability, prove that she's not the proper person to have my
There's
son.
No point in supposing, is there? If you can prove it, all the more power to you. What do you have in mind?
From what I understand, Maida has always been resented by her sister Trudy. Particularly in recent years. Dr. Bowling at one time was most interested in Trudy, and if it hadn't been for Maida, it's very possible that the doctor and Trudy would have been married.
What's that got to do with Maida being an unfit mother?
Possibly everything.
You think then, do you, that Trudy would be willing to testify to...
I don't know, but there is that possibility.
It's pretty touchy, Ted. It's like a two-edged sword. You know, this is a trite expression, but nevertheless it's true. Blood is thicker than water.
Yes, and hatred, Rollins, is very often thicker than blood.
Would you want to take that kind of a chance? Personally, I'm a little afraid of it. If Trudy should decide to tell Maida that she's been approached, well...
I'd be willing to take my chances. Then there's Bill's wife. I'm certain that she'd be more than anxious to say anything you'd want her to say on the witness stand.
What possible reason would Bertha Bauer have
to... What possible reason? Every reason in the world. Bertha knows Maida just as Trudy does. They are both aware of the fact that it was I who insisted that Chucky stop addressing his mother as Maida and recognize her as his mother.
What are you talking about?
Rollins, your memory is very short. I told you not too long ago that Maida had a very difficult time with Chucky after leaving Charlotte and Ray.
Well, that was to be expected, wasn't it?
That's something I question.
She was a stranger to him.
May I ask whom you're representing, Rollins?
I'm merely trying to give you the answers that Brandon would give.
And another thing. Of all the Bowers, Chucky was fond of Trudy. He ignored his mother completely.
Well, that was true a few years ago.
If the boy were questioned today, I'm sure you would find his reactions very much as they were then.
Ted, please get this into your head. It's up to the court to question the child. I doubt very much if any judge would ask that a 6-year-old be brought into the courtroom or even into chambers and questioned.
But dash it all, Rollins. I'm giving you facts upon which to go. Yeah.
Ted, let's get back to Bertha Bauer for a minute. I asked you why you thought she would testify. Oh, it slipped my mind. Her husband owes you $25,000, doesn't he? And he's mortgaged up to the hilt.
I don't think it was necessary for you to mention that, Rollins.
Ted, what you've suggested might very well be labeled perjury.
I don't think so.
I don't mind doing anything within the law, but... Well...
I'm not asking you to do anything.
Well, then I don't get it.
There's no reason, is there, why I can't question Bertha? And possibly Trudy?
Question them?
Yes.
Just how would you question them?
Suppose you permit me to proceed in my own way.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands. So if you've noticed a difference in your hands after using some of those no-rinse chemicals, then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge. Next wash day, change to Dove. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with 2 active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today. A scene between Ted White and his sister-in-law, Bertha Bauer, in the next episode of The Guiding Light with Don Briggs and Joan Allison, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
The Guiding Light is directed by Ted Corday. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove.